Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. All your answers are confidential and your opinion is very important to the success of this survey. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe in Maryland. Heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, someone concerned, not too concerned, or not concerned at all?
Very little concerned.
Thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's road, bridge, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I would strongly oppose it.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each statement, please indicate whether you support or oppose the proposal. The first one says, building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Providing immediate relief after natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this?
I would somewhat support.
Thank you. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose this?
I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose?
I would oppose.
Strongly or somewhat? Thank you. Improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose this?
I would strongly support that.
Thank you. Increasing access to public transportation?
I would oppose that somewhat.
Thank you. And how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, and not too convincing. The first one says, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience, cutoffs and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it's only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. This is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing, or not convincing at all.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worse by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequalities caused by climate change. Very convincing, somewhat not convincing, or not convincing at all.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. We are on the 60%. We're almost done. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this change your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
It would diminish my opinion.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this change your opinion of the lawmaker or diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or will it have no impact in your opinion?
No impact.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this change your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or not impact at all?
It would improve my opinion of the lawmaker.
Diminish or?
Somewhat.
That would be and change your opinion or diminish?
No, it would change my opinion.
Okay, thank you. And would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland roads, bridge, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to the consumers? Strongly support or oppose?
I would oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. If the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president in the candidates' work? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. What is your race?
White.
And this concludes our service, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.